Well, hello and welcome to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario. I am the host of this show, Faith Walk Radio, and I am here every week sharing what the Lord has laid on my heart. Do I have some powerful scriptures to share with you today? I hope you will open up your heart and your mind and receive what the Lord is saying today concerning your life. As always, this show is about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. And the good news is about a Savior that was sent into the world by God to give you and I life, and life more abundantly. And that Savior was and still is today Jesus Christ, and the abundant life through Jesus Christ is available to everyone who believes in Him. And then follows that Jesus Christ path, of course, that will forever lead you to heaven's doors. So I have some good news for you today, and the good news is the end of something is always the beginning of something else. I also have a good news scripture I want to share with you today. It comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 3, and it states, "Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established." Yes, commit your works to the Lord, folks, and your thoughts will be established. So if anyone listening to the show today is wondering how to have consistent, peaceful thoughts, the scripture should help you out here. If you commit your works to the Lord, meaning if you work for the Lord, be that light on the hill, be nice, be kind, have joy, peace of mind, treat people nice, do the right thing at all times, you are committing your works to the Lord. Whether you're a teacher, a preacher, an evangelist, whatever you are, and you're committing your works to the Lord and you're helping the kingdom of God, your thoughts will be established. And guess what? If your thoughts are good, your life is good. It works together. Another scripture to think about is Matthew 5:16. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Yes, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So moving on, whatever is stressing you today, know that where one door closes, another one will open. That's just how God works. And as I said in a message several months ago, folks, and the title of the message was, "God Has Options." Yes, God will never run out of options for you. God's blessings are undying, which means unending. So again, the good news today is the end of something is always the beginning of something else. Again, the good news scripture, Proverbs 16:3, "Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established." So whether you are ending a bad relationship today or getting over all the anger you feel towards someone else, even letting go of all the fear you feel from time to time, I always say where there is a will, there is a way for God to work His plan out in your life. So yes, where there is a will, there is a way. So folks, if you are willing to trust and believe God today, there will always be a way in all things God. Another point I want to make before I move on, failure is not always bad. It's a good thing to fail at some things because not everything you're involved with is good for you. You got it? So God has His ways kind of destroying and tearing down those things around you that keep you disconnected and out of His will for your life. So don't always look at your problems as bad things. As I said, God has His reasons for everything He does concerning your life. So again, be happy, folks. Be content in knowing that your time frame to get things done in your life is not always God's time frame. So have patience, have faith, and be happy. So yes, be patient, demonstrate your faith, be happy, learn from your mistakes, and move on. One of my main topics today is leaving your past in the past and moving forward in those things of God. Because I always say you can't do anything about the past. The past is gone forever. I'm going to talk about some of those scriptures today that's going to bring it home for me here. My point here is to move forward in your thoughts by leaving the past in the past. As I said, no matter what the circumstances were or is today, forgive yourself and move on. Leave the regret and disappointment behind. Remember, the past is in the past. Leave it there. So today I want to teach on putting an end to the past, finally, burning all the disappointment, confronting your failures, coming to a place in your life where you can mentally and physically finally let go. Yes, finally let go of all the negative stuff in your life, all the mistakes, coming to a place where you allow your negative past to finally die. Give it a burial, have a funeral, whatever you want to do, bury it and move on. So yes, folks, coming to a place in your mind where you release the failure, let it go once and for all again by coming to a place, finally, where you no longer want to carry those haunting thoughts of why. So I hope you find today's message helpful in reminding you that your life is not over. No matter what has happened, no matter what has gone wrong, no matter what failures you are trying to overcome, your life will never be over in Christ. Again, I am going to bring those scriptures home here shortly. I need to move on really quick and get going with my message today. The title of the message today is Reaching the End of Yourself. Scripture of the day comes from the book of Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. Another scripture I'm going to talk about is Isaiah 41 and 10. But before I do, my thought of the day is this. Are you ready? If you depend on others, then you are setting yourself up for others to fail you. Since the Bible says, trust no man, if you trust in God and hold tight to the teachings of Jesus Christ, then you will no doubt soar through this life. You will certainly succeed over all the bad stuff that has happened in your life. So folks, as you move forward, leaving the past in the past, remember this one thing today. God allows failure so that you can see yourself. Yes, I believe that God allows your failures so that you can see who you are and know the difference between listening to Him and knowing when the world or something or someone is pulling you in the wrong direction. You have to be able to fail to know what's wrong. Make sense? So in discovering that your end is the beginning of the rest of your life in Christ, when you spend a lifetime with Christ, somehow things are made right again. Somehow you didn't lose as much time and money as you thought you did, because when you give all to God, He will make everything all right. I'm not talking about making the past all right. I'm talking about making your life right today. You got it? So let me say this before I move on. Remember, Job came through victorious. Yes, Job went through so much in his life, and he came through victorious, and God blessed him so much. And I believe you too can succeed right now today by finally letting go and be free in your mind, to have peace in your mind, to enjoy your life where you are right now. That's the key. Forgetting about what happened, who said what, when, why. Remember, the past is the past. The key is to live and have joy and be happy today, right now. Don't wait until you have just the right amount of money to say, okay, I'm happy now, because that'll never happen. Or don't wait for you to find your soulmate and then say, oh God, I'm complete now, because that won't happen either. Because you are made complete in God and by God, not through money and not through people and not through situations. No, never. You are only made complete through God. You get what I'm saying here? So be happy and be thankful to God when things are not going so good. Or when things are going good, that's the time to thank God and pray for whatever negative forces may be getting ready to come up against you. We have to stay prayed up, powerful, by standing on faith every single day of our life. So moving on into the main message of the day, I just want to remind folks who are listening in again or for the first time, thank you and welcome. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario. I am the host of this show, and I am here every week sharing the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ through the Bible, the scriptures. It is the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ. Again, the title of the message today is Reaching the End of Yourself. The scripture of the day comes from the book of Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31, and it reads, beginning at verse 28, have you not heard, have you not known the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary? His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Wow, right? We shall soar across this world. We shall soar in our life, spiritually, mentally, physically, in order to overcome all the mess, all the drama, all the principalities in our life. The Lord has given us a tool. And what is a tool? A tool is something that fixes something. So, therefore, the Word of God will fix you. The power of the Word of God will give you faith. Again, have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Interesting how the scripture comes together. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word of God, folks, is a tool. And that tool will fix anything in your life. Any and everything that you are up against, the Word of God will fix it. As I said in a message a few weeks ago, the Word of God is life. It is living. The Word of God is alive and well and doing great things in the lives of people all over the world. So the Word of God should be something that you use to get you through every aspect of your life. You follow me? So moving on really quick, another scripture I wanted to introduce really quick, Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You see, folks, as you can see, God is more powerful than your failures. Yes, he is more powerful than your failures. He is more than your life today. He is the creator of all that exists in this world. So if your issues don't seem real small right now, keep listening, because my hope and prayer is by the end of this show, you will be enlightened and filled with the Spirit of God to know that you will never be alone. My belief is that one would have to come to the end of something in order for something new to become. So don't worry about past failures, past mistakes, people that have done you wrong, have hurt you. All these things that make up disappointment and regret in some cases can cause you to live in depression for years and never know it. So my point to these scriptures is that whatever has gone terribly wrong in your life or is going wrong right now today as I speak to you, know this. Know that God knows what he's doing. He hears your cry. He knows everything. Remember, he is the creator of all things. So the thing to do, we as Christ followers are those who may be just knowing Christ for the first time. We have to be able to regroup as things change course in our life. We have to be able to overcome, regroup as things change in our life. It's not a failure. It's a revelation. Failure only exists in my life when I do nothing about it. And I hope you understand that today. Failure is only failure when you allow your spirit to die in it. You follow me? So yes, regroup, folks, in terms of changing how you see your life playing out. Don't think about just because things didn't turn out the way you envision that your chances to be successful is dead. Your hope is dead. Your dream is dead. God will never just leave you when you surrender to him. He will make a way. So know that it is a benefit to God to be able to use you as a God success story. So be happy and leave the past in the past. I've been saying all day, leave the past in the past. What sense does it make, folks, to continue to talk about what could have been, what you could have been, what you missed, reminiscing day after day after day who you were, who you could have been, instead of recognizing that you are new in Christ today. You have new blessings. You have new opportunities. You have greater faith, hopefully, because you are moving in the direction of living on that straight and narrow road with Christ, right? So it is impossible to be transformed in Christ today and be who you were yesterday while you were in the flesh doing all those things, making all those mistakes. So what I'm trying to say here today is to encourage you to know that you have a new beginning. So yes, it is a benefit, folks, for God to be able to use you as a God success story. Remember at the top of the show, I said in the book of Matthew chapter 5, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. It's what it's all about. So also when you grow in God, you become a different person anyway. So if you really step back and re-examine who you were just 5 years ago, you can kind of see. So my point here is as you grow more knowledgeable in the Word, it changes you. Even right now, you might be thinking about past failures. Maybe I should have done this. Maybe I should have done that. But who you were at the time where you made your mistakes, you are no longer that person. Don't allow the enemy to use that and bring this up in your mind, up in your face, every disappointment you have today. Because he will do that, because guess what? That's his job. So knowing that it is impossible to be anything other than you are today, yesterday is gone. Again, the past is in the past. Leave it there. Yesterday you were a different person. Today you are a more spiritual person, hopefully, if you are trying to get it right by God. So yesterday you made decisions based on who you were back then. Thank God he forgives us and he gives us a fresh start today. You follow what I'm saying today, folks? I am just here to encourage you and inspire you to know that yesterday is gone and tomorrow may never come, but you do have the day. You do have this moment to overcome and press forward and move forward on into the blessings that God has for you. I try to repeat in every show, God didn't say it would be easy, but he did promise us that he would be there with us every step of the way. He did promise us to reward us according to our ways. He did promise us that faith would always save the day for us. Again, I have to take a break. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, I am back on the other side of the break. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario. I am here sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with you every week. I'm excited about the word today. In case you missed the beginning of the show, the title of the message today is Reaching the End of Yourself. And my question to you as the show comes to an end, have you reached the end of yourself yet? Have you had enough bad memories? And are you finally ready to bury the skeletons from your past because you are the only one still reliving it? Think about that during the week. You are the only one still reliving it. One of my favorite scriptures will set the record straight for me today here in all of my thoughts, and that is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 19, and it states, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation." That is that God is in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So folks, you have been given the ministry of reconciliation, the ministry of reunion, resolution. Yes, you were given a new mind and a new life when you said yes to God. So again, leave the past in the past, please. Let your yesterday stay where it needs to be, which is yesterday, and live in today. Live the abundant life by continuing to trust and believe in God, even when things don't look so promising. Because I can tell you, when you're at the finish line, that is when you push. When you feel the birth of your dream coming into reality, that is when you push. When you become afraid and overwhelmed with fear, that is when you push. By standing on your faith, knowing that it was never supposed to be easy, and understanding that the Word of God will give you a second chance time and time again as you continue to be renewed day by day in the Word of God. As Paul says it better than I can in Philippians 3:13, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead. My final thought of the day is this. Have you ever considered forgiving yourself? Maybe, just maybe, it's not about failure. It's about you saying goodbye to the past, goodbye to who you were in the flesh. It's never good to mesh your past failures with today's success. That in itself is failure. My show has come to an end today. I have had a wonderful time. I would like you to go online at www.faithwalkradio.com. That's www.faithwalkradio.com. Tell me all about it. Listen to my archive messages. Listen to my music. I want to hear from you. Also, don't forget to send me your prayer requests. Again, go to my website online at www.faithwalkradio.com. Take a listen to a song. It's the theme song of this show, Faith Walk. I hope you enjoy it. Faith Walk, I know the song has encouraged people from all over the world. I've been getting feedback. Thank you for your feedback. I will continue to let God use me however He sees fit. Again, I've had a wonderful time. I will be right back right after the song. I hope you enjoy.
Brick by brick, please build. I'm not alone, by you I am healed. I need your help to get me through the day.
listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, I am back. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario. I hope you enjoyed that song, the theme song of the show called Faith Walk, and the title of the song is Faith Walk. I have one thing to say before I go today. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing, and if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.